Gabby's List.
The Twitterverse went into meltdown last night during the Married at First Sight finale because it was dramatic. Bombs were going off left, right and centre. Mm-hmm. Everyone was watching footage that was denied. It was grand.
There is a rumour going around, just quickly, that flights were delayed at Sydney Airport so people could watch, staff could watch Married at First Sight.
You know what? Yeah. I don't judge them for it. I think that is 100% acceptable.
Right.
Everyone just took their dinner break at the same time, and that's okay.
Flights between 7:30 and 9 o'clock last night.
Delayed.
Just didn't happen.
Well, as long as they had Married at First Sight on the screens in the terminals for passengers as well,
yeah,
I don't
true.
Think anyone would have cared.
Yeah, okay with that.
Yeah, right. I'm okay with that. But this is what the Twitterverse had to say about the finale.
Number one.
This is what we were all thinking. Mm. And Abstalavista said this.
Yes.
Troy and Carly, for who the expression, get a room, was created. And then Tegan also tweeted, it was nice to see my dinner a second time round after watching the footage of Troy and Carly.
Yeah, very cool.
Number two.
When we were all shocked by the fact Pat hadn't contacted Charlene after the experiment ended, Kristen tweeted, Pat couldn't text Charlene because Ruby stole his phone. Ruby is his mum.
Oh,
she's
yes.
She's very protective.
Yes, wasn't she?
Very
just,
protective.
Yeah.
Number three.
After seeing the whole cheating scandal footage, Abstalavista again tweeted, Dean's feminism on full display.
Yep.
And Kimberly tweeted, what Davina really meant, I came into the experiment committed to being on TV, getting famous and causing as much trouble as I can so that all the attention is on me.
100%.
And I think we all agree.
Yeah.
Number four.
The best quotes from the night. Brianna tweeted, it's not all about hashtag Davina, hashtag coconut oil. Go NASA. That was the best.
Yeah.
And Iconic Sam tweeted, Davina, I'm sure you're going to capture a million hearts. Ryan, I only need one. Take every heart. You deserve them all. I'm pretty sure all of Australia just went, aww.
Yeah.
When he said that,
yeah.
Every woman was ready to offer up her own.
Yep.
And then to sum it all up.
Number five.
Stephen tweeted, honestly, all power to the casting team for this show. I love / hate all of these glorious morons in equal measure. And I think that really sums it up.
Yeah, it does.
We all got very invested.
We did.
So well done to Married at First Sight for creating a fabulous season.
Good luck topping that next season.
Totally. Mm.
Gab, I feel bad today. I feel very, very bad because my son Sammy, 6 years old, in year one, he had his cross country yesterday.
Oh, no.
And for the year oneers, it's only 500 metres and it's not really cross.
That's like 5Ks for us, though, because they've only got little legs.
Yeah, they have tiny little legs. And he was very nervous about it. He didn't really want to do it, to be perfectly honest. Mm. He's an inside drawing, playing with Lego kind of guy rather than a muck around.
Right.
And I try and get him out, you know, outside to play some sports and stuff. And he's just not at that stage where he's super keen.
And that's fair. Like, people have their own thing. Yeah. But is it something that the kids have to do, cross-country?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, he came last. He came dead last.
Mm.
By a long
feel
shot.
Feel your pain, Sammy.
Yeah, and it's upsetting because he was upset. And he, you know, not wanting to go into it in the first place and then having that happen, it's not going to do him any favours. And I feel bad for a couple of reasons. Obviously, it's my son that came last, but also because he's inherited his sporting prowess from me.
You're a great runner, though.
No, not really. I've worked on my running form is terrible, but I just work on my distance and all that kind of stuff, and I muscle through it. But in my schooling time, I didn't like it. I wasn't keen on it.
I hated cross country. It was actually the worst day of the year for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it, though, because you go to swimming carnival, you can opt in or opt out.
Yeah.
You go to an athletics carnival, it's also not obligatory that you participate.
Yeah.
You go to, I don't know, there's sporting teams like footy, netball. You don't have to participate if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Cross country, for some reason, they're like, everyone must do it.
Yep, you got to give it a go.
And there was like a run of 3 years when I was in primary school where I feigned an injury so I didn't have to do the cross country because that's how much I hated it.
Yeah. So Sammy's not alone and I'm sure he will come up with a whole slew of excuses.
Watch out next year, he's going to have a sprained ankle.
I had a mate, we had our cross country at school in our teenage years was 2 laps. And it was huge, and it was in a park across the road from the school, and included like a creek crossing and all that kind of stuff. And my mate, he hid on the first lap, waited until the guy that was first place came round on his second lap, then came out from his hiding spot, ran the second, came third, won a medal and all that kind of stuff. And he's just like, yep, that's good. Made it into the school cross-country team.
And then failed at that.
Yeah, clearly lost.
I did something similar. It was kind of like up and back for us, but I just stopped halfway, turned around and joined the crew coming back, but I still came last.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't.
It turns out when I get stressed, I clench my jaw in my sleep and I grind my teeth.
What stresses you out?
Well, I think it's you because it's only ever happened since starting work with you, Hamish, and that's why I wanted you to pay for the...
Oh, yeah,
the treatment.
I remember that.
But I didn't even realise I did it. I went to the dentist. Mm. I had sensitive teeth. I was like, what's going on here? And he goes, oh, you are grinding. I can see fractures in your teeth. Like just the early stages of damage when it comes to grinding. So I had to buy myself like a splint. It's like a little
mouth guard.
It's like a mouth guard.
Yeah.
It's not as soft as a mouth guard. It's quite hard. Mm. And it's completely moulded to your teeth by the dentist so that it protects them while you're in better sleep.
Is it comfortable? I would find
it's not uncomfortable.
Have something foreign and hard in your mouth.
Yeah, it stops your back teeth from being able to touch each other. So I'm moving on. So
you can't
have the full force of your jaw clenched down. And it works. It definitely does work. But the problem is I keep forgetting to use it.
Yeah, right.
And I'll wake up of a morning and I have a really sore jaw and I'm getting like tension headaches and whatever else. I'm like, I should have worn my mouth guard.
Of course.
So $350 later.
$350.
It's just sitting on my bedside table collecting dust.
That's a lot of money to drop on something you'll never use.
Yeah, well, the other side of it is it's not very sexy.
And I just
imagine me lying in bed fast asleep, mouth wide open because I catch flies.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend will look over and just go, and leave me. No.
Nah.
He wouldn't leave me. But, you know, it's not a sexy thing to wear to bed.
You lock all the doors and you're the only one with the key. He can't. He calls me every night. I can't even get out of window.
Prisoner. I'm not really sure. But I don't know, 13, 12, 16. Yep. What's the most expensive thing you've bought that you don't use? It just sits there collecting dust. Either you're too afraid to use it because it's so expensive.
Yes.
Or it's just something you bought on a whim and you're kind of just like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of them. So give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Brian is on the line. What is it for you?
For me, it is diet shakes. Isogenics and Herbalife.
Oh, my God, yes. I have so many of those in my cupboard.
You know, you pay like $500, you get $600 for the biggest starter kit, you know, and then you do it maybe a couple of days or a week and then it's
Yeah.
So why are we not doing it? It just takes too much effort to mix the stuff together, or
it's a shake. Isn't it?
Is that what it is? Just like I can't be bothered. I might as well have a donut instead. Or how does it work?
Yeah, you drive into work, you decide to pull into the shop and get Macca's.
Yeah. It lasts a couple of days, and then you're like, I really miss food, and you fall off the wagon. That's just what happens.
All right.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm the same.
Gab's apparently been there also. Ronnie, thank you very much for the call. We'll move across now to Tracy. Tracy, what have you dropped a lot of money on but never used?
I bought a Vibrosaun. So it's like a capsule that you lay in and it heats up and vibrates and it's got music and ionic air and all these fancy things.
How much did you pay?
I've got 15,000.
Ow!
Yeah.
And how many times have you used it?
Oh, I reckon about on two hands per year, maybe 10-ish.
So, okay, so...
I know you use it more. I've got a disease that sort of, like, I needed it for that. And it is really good, and I've had other people use it and they've benefited from it. But I don't know, I forget it's there and I just, you know, you go about your everyday thing. It's a bit like the mouth guard, you know. You know it's there, but you just don't use it.
It's a $15,000.
I was worried about $350, like, wow.
Trace, you know, if you're not using it, I'll do you a favour. I'll take it off your hands. I'll give you $10.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there
don't
we
worry.
Go.
I'm the next billion years.
Ah, okay, maybe not. That is quite an expense.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you very much for the call. Can I just run something past you right now?
Okay.
You know that I just bought myself a new-to-me car, which is another way of saying it's a second-hand car.
But it's new to you.
It's new to me.
Totally.
It's pretty old. It's like 14 years old. Mm. But new to me. And it was in pretty good shape. Was in pretty good shape.
What have you done?
I ran into a pole.
Ooh.
I was backing out of a car parking spot in a car park, and there was a pole next to me, and as it turns out, I was looking behind me. I wasn't looking to the side of me.
I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah, and I sort of sideswiped a pole. Now, here's the thing. All right, and this happens every day. Lots of people do it, and, you know, that's
part of... Well, you see scrapes on every single pole in a car park, so it's very common.
Here's where it becomes difficult. Only the other day, my wife came to me and said, "Oh, don't be mad, but I've put a bit of a ding in her car."
What?
So
you've ruined both cars.
Well, she did it first, and I went, "This is the reason we cannot buy ourselves good things. You keep ruining cars."
And now you've gone and done it.
And now I've done it.
Have you told her?
Nope.
Oh, she hasn't seen it?
Nope.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I just thought maybe I would let it slide and blame somebody else. Maybe I parked it in the car park and somebody hit me.
It's a pretty obvious pole mark.
Yep.
Maybe you could get it fixed without telling her, just like...
Another option.
You've got to do it quick, otherwise she's going to notice.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm helping you with this.
That'd be nice.
How about you just tell her? I meant to be on Team Women.
Well, we both know my wife scares me, so that's not the option that we are going to take.
Oh, I have some bones to pick with the Mexican wave this morning, because I went to Ed Sheeran last Friday night in Sydney, and I know a lot of people have been going to his concerts in Brisbane, and I'm sure everyone would have experienced the same thing. It happens at every single concert. Mm-hmm. It happens at every single sporting match. When you're in a big arena, everyone decides that the Mexican wave is a good idea.
Yeah,
and I don't have anything against the Mexican wave.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there right now, because it's a bit of fun.
You don't want to be a fun stopper.
No, it is a bit of fun, and it's fun to watch it go around, especially when there was 178,000 people. Like, it was a pretty epic Mexican wave.
Yeah, that's huge.
And so it was fun, but there's a point where it stops being fun, and people don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, we need some hard and fast rules when it comes to the Mexican wave.
Yeah, right.
Hamish, how many times do you think it should go around the arena or around the sporting ground?
Yeah.
Before it just should stop.
Three times
should be the rule.
I think you get a bit of fun out of it. You know, both hands in the air. You stand up. You shout. Everybody has some fun. But after three times, you're like, that's
it gets
enough.
A bit old, right?
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Like, I think three times after it is established, because you know, the first two times round, it's like a bit wishy washy.
Yeah, right.
But then it's really established after that.
Okay.
So then three full times round,
and then
everyone needs to sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it gets really old.
There was a stage, and I don't know whether security are onto it these days or not, where people would throw stuff in the air, like it just harmless stuff, like pieces of paper and all that kind of stuff, when it was their turn to jump in the air with the two hands.
I've never seen that.
You have never seen
that?
No.
Obviously security are on top of that.
Yeah, maybe they're on top of that. That never happens anymore. But that used to be fun because it started with people throwing everything they owned into the air. And then people were like, oh, hang on, I just threw my hat. Where did that go?
And it's like,
and then it got to
3Ks across the stadium
that's down
on the ground.
Now
someone's claimed it and run.
Okay, so that's gone.
That's definitely
good.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so hard and fast rules when it comes to the Mexican rave. These are Mexican wave even.
Yes.
These are things we're implementing. Okay. No throwing of things.
Yeah.
Once it's established, it can only go around three times, and then we cease to do the Mexican wave.
Yep.
And that includes screaming as well. And you're only allowed to scream when it's your turn.
How many times do you need to do the Mexican wave? Apparently we both have troubles with the same word.
We do.
But, okay, you do your three loops, you have a rest for, what, 10 minutes, half an hour,
and then you can do it again?
Or it's just the once off?
No. You can do the Mexican wave once per event.
Okay, once per event. All right.
We are setting the ground rules.
Let's set those rules.
They're no longer unspoken rules. Everyone needs to be across these so that we can do it right.
No, fair call.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.